from stpetecatalyst.com.
We're back on My Mayor with candidate Ken Welch. How are you, sir? How's life on the campaign trail?
Fantastic, Joe. It's great to be with you. We are having a ball out on the campaign trail. Now that we're able to safely walk in neighborhoods and talk to folks, we're having a great time. We were in historic Old Northeast last week. Followed that up with a quick trip to the Collard Green Festival at Carter G. Woodson African American History Museum. And the night before, we had a big volunteer bash at the Dog Bar in Grand Central. It's just a great example of the diversity in our community, and we're having a great time. We are, as of this taping, 57 days out from mail ballots going out and under 100 days before until the election. And so we're in the home stretch right now.
So today we are getting to know you by hearing what the great unsolved mysteries of our day and the days before that you're most interested in. So we asked you to, if you could know any unknown truth or, get an answer to an unanswered question within the realm of human activity, what would those be? And we asked you to pick one from our sort of our current last couple of years, something from history, and then something a little more fun and lighthearted. So let's dive in. What's answer number one you're looking for?
I got to tell you, Joe, hats off to whoever's coming up with these questions, because it really makes you think. It's introspective. So in current history, that obviously all of our lives have been changed by the pandemic. And so one question I have is really from a scientific basis and for our medical knowledge going forward, what was the cause of COVID-19? Where did it start? Was it a natural occurrence, or was it some kind of mistake during a man-made process? And so that would be my first question. What was the origin of COVID-19 from current history?
And that leads into the deeper issue of preventing that from happening again, as we understand them and how they started. So obviously, COVID is a global issue, and as the mayor of just one city, there are limits to what you can really do to make it dent in the problem. But as you prepare, if you were to be elected mayor and you were to prepare St. Pete for these types of pandemics, what do you think the role of the mayor is first and foremost?
Well, I had the opportunity my last year on the commission. It was 2020, and so we were dealing with the onset of the pandemic as a county commission. And work very closely with our mayors, including Mayor Christman. So what we can do from the mayor's office is make sure that we're working collaboratively with the health professionals and with the other electeds in the county and in the region. We actually work with the folks in Hillsborough, the commission, and Mayor Castor as well, to make sure that we had a unified voice, that we were taking similar actions in terms of our Safer at Home ordinance or our mask ordinances, so that as you cross in from one jurisdiction to another, there wasn't a big change. But the biggest thing was, following the science, listening to the health experts, and we did that. And that's certainly at the local level, counties and cities, particularly in Florida, I think did an excellent job in listening to the science, following the advice of our medical professionals, and keeping our community safe. And so I think we had a great example of how you do that locally through this pandemic and to this day.
Thank you. All right, let's move a little bit back into history. What's an answer to a question from more into the past?
Okay, so this, I would love to, just for a day or for an hour, walk in the shoes of one of the disciples and actually see the face of Jesus Christ, see what he looked like. But more importantly, hear the tone of his voice. I'm a musician and I love auditory input. I would love to hear the tenor and tone of his voice. And so that's a great unanswered question that I would love to be able to experience if I were able to go back in history.
And I guess, that brings about the more interesting question of faith in general. So say you were able to do that and have that experience, and then, you had that answer in your head back here in current day St. Pete. How does that information change what you do each day?
The beautiful thing is it doesn't change anything, because the power is in the words themselves, not in in the messenger's physical appearance or the tone of their voice. I just would love to see that and experience it myself. But the power, the enduring power, is the words themselves.
That makes sense. All right, and the third one was something a little more fun or lighthearted. What's a fun mystery that needs solved?
Man, and so the range of questions here, I'm going from, you know, the words of Christ to something really silly. So as I told you before, I drove Uber and Lyft, and a couple of things. Why do people feel like they can tell anything to their Uber driver? I mean, it's like TMI on steroids. We don't want to know. Why are you telling all this to a complete stranger? That's one question. And then the second thing is, how come in an empty car when there's only one passenger that 3% of folks who will sit right behind the Uber driver? And so there's no eye contact. You can't see them, and they're sitting directly behind me. That is the most uncomfortable ride, especially when they're not saying anything the whole trip. Why are you people doing that? I mean, sit in the front seat or diagonal, but why do you sit right behind the rideshare driver? That's a big unanswered question for me.
And I suppose the double interesting ones are the ones who sit right behind you and give you TMI, you know, and give you too much information versus sitting silently.
That's a 2-for-1, absolutely.
So, you know, I think that there's a freedom in talking to strangers the baggage of familiarity isn't always there. But potentially it speaks to a disconnectedness, perhaps being locked at home a lot, and maybe some deeper mental health trends. When it comes to mental health, what would be some of the things you would look at first if you were to be elected mayor in uplifting the mental health of St. Petersburg?
Well, you know, we've done some really foundational work there with the county. I would want to continue to support that. And really, when you talk about issues like defunding the police, the real focus is to fund community services so that law enforcement doesn't have to deal with those issues that they're really not equipped to deal with and make any real impact on. And so with the county, we have done that through our mental health initiatives. We looked at folks who we call folks who are high utilizers of the system, who are arrested often, and try to wrap services around them so that you actually get some better outcomes and you're just not arresting people. The same approach on homelessness. We headed that up back in 2006 with the Homeless Policy Group. And I was blessed to chair the first homeless policy group for the county. And we took the same approach of outreach teams, pairing a social services worker with an officer all across the county so that we're not criminalizing things like homelessness and like mental health and like substance abuse. We were really ahead of the curve in Pinellas County, and St. Pete was a full partner in that. And I certainly want to continue that approach going forward.
That's great. Thanks so much, candidate Ken Welch. We'll look forward to seeing you again in a couple of weeks.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Thank you so much.
From stpetecatalyst.com.